Blog Talk Radio.
Another Monday, we're celebrating mothers. As you already know, next Sunday is Mother's Day. So we're celebrating mothers, all our wonder women. You know, our mothers are a wonder because they make it happen. Mothers are amazing. Whether we agree with them or not, God has allowed those mothers to bring us out to this world and either care for us or either give us our beginning or rock out with us through a whole life experience. Everybody's relationship with mothers are different. Mine, you know, I'm blessed to still have my mom, to have that good relationship, have a strong mom that I could look at and imitate, and you know, she's instilled a lot of great stuff in me. So, you know, shout out to all the Wonder Women, all the Wonder Moms. You know, let me put some Jesus in that again. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered host. And today I feel hyped because we're celebrating mothers, right? We're celebrating women. We're celebrating caretakers, we're celebrating those that have adopted children, those great aunts and titties that are out there raising their nieces and nephews just like a parent. So I'm celebrating you, man. You. Yo. I'm celebrating you. I'm putting another Jesus in it. Shout out to all the mothers around the world. We're celebrating you today.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Said tears with my baby sister. Over the years we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you?
Dear mama, dear mama.
You're listening to LushRadioOnline.com with your empowered host. What's up, Motivational Mondays? And we're here, back another blessed Monday, man. Double blessings. I feel blessed every day, but something about Mondays that makes me feel double blessed. And I think today I hit a triple. The fact that I'm honoring women today, I'm honoring mothers today. You know, Mother's Day is coming up next Sunday, and of course I'll be on the air after that. So my celebration has to come super early. I want to give a early also birthday shout out to Janet Burgos. Janet. Janet is also a makeup artist, and she's out by Orlando way. So I want to shout her out. She's a supporter of the show. So shout out to you, Janet. Thank you. I appreciate you for, you know, for the support. I also want to shout out the Chosen Retreat. So we're the ladies at Chosen. You're about to go to the Bloom Retreat this weekend. And I know you're going to have an amazing time. And I know that because I'm going to be a part of that. Yes. So we're going to be on the beach on the retreat, away from children and, you know, and just daily cleaning. And we're going to have a weekend out as women celebrating. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be sisterhood. It's going to be just a lot of Jesus in it. Hold on. It put some Jesus in that. It's just going to be refreshing, amazing. Last year I went to the retreat, the Chosen Retreat as well, crossover, and oh my God, I came back revived and renewed. So I look forward to going this year again. Shout out to all the girls, my corner women, the women that support me and the women that I support, my circle of sisterhood and queens and amazing friends and mothers. Shout out to you ladies. You ladies are amazing, the way you balance out life and children. And, you know, not a lot of people could do that, or not a lot of people willing to do that. So I also have to add this disclaimer that just because you give birth doesn't qualify you to be a mother. You can be a vessel that the Lord uses to bring a child into this world. So shout out to the vessels too, I guess, you know, shout out to the vessels, those mothers, the adopted mothers, the caregivers, the ones that are there really pouring into these young minds, the ones that take children as their own, even though they haven't gave birth to them, and love them unconditionally and love them the same or love them more. So shout out to all those amazing mothers, all those nurturers. I'm going to go to my phone lines and see who's on with me this morning. 917. Good morning, y'all. We're at M-A-2-K. 917. Okay, it's okay. Sometimes people just call in to listen, and that's fine, too. If you don't want to talk, you don't have to hang up. Don't worry about it. This is what I do. You know, but I go to the phone lines to see if there's anything that you want to say, your shout out, or just say good morning. If not, it's fine. Going back to my phone line, 646-646. Good morning, y'all. We're at M-A-2-K. Peace. Okay, this morning, okay. So y'all just hanging and listening, no problem. Next caller, 813-813. Good morning, y'all. We're at M-A-2-K. Peace. 813.
Hey, shout out to my girl, M-A-K.
Good morning. How are you, sis?
I'm good. Can't complain. Blessed all the time. Good, getting better.
Yes. You want to shout out any moms?
I just love what you're saying about every nurturer who just shares their love and is a vessel. Like, receive God's love, share God's love. And that's the river of life to me.
Yeah, because, you know, before I used to always be kind of narrow-minded about, you know, it's Mother's Day, so it should be just for mothers celebrated. But, wow, like, in meeting other women that are nurturers and haven't necessarily given birth to children but have been, you know, I want to even say better moms than those that have given birth to some, you know. We have to celebrate them, too. That's still being a mother, a nurturer. Like, you know, you're still pouring into another soul, and you're molding young minds, and so that has to be saluted as well. So Mother's Day, my perspective has changed, and now I just want, you know, I like to celebrate women in general. That has just, there's a lot of aunties. A lot of aunties that step in and do, you know, their sister or their brother's, you know, child's role. So, and they step in as that mother. So we're not going to say Happy Mother's Day to them.
Well, no, you're right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. No, it's beautiful to show love everywhere.
Yeah. So any Mother's Day shout out you have?
You know, just to every lady who's, you know, good in my life, that's takes me under their wing and just shows love. It's greatly appreciated.
Yeah. Because, you know, again, you know, I don't think that we big up those women too much, and we should do more of that. We should just do more of that. So shout out to all the mothers that are listening now live or will listen in its archive or whenever you listen to the show. You know, salute to you. You're amazing. We thank you for all the love, for all the patience, for all the sacrifice that you have done for that child or those children. If no one else has told you, they appreciate you. We just want to let you know that we appreciate you over here in Motivational Mondays at LushRadioOnline.com and throughout across the world. You know, we just need to be implementing that a lot more. So salute and shout out to all the mothers. Sis, thank you for calling. Stay hanging on with me. I'm going to put you on hold. And I got something. I got something for women. I think for every woman, because I'm every woman. I'm every woman, I am a reflection of a woman, you know. I am a reflection of my sister, and she's a reflection of me. And we have to learn to be more supportive of that, you know, especially as women. We have to really leave the cattiness behind and stand behind one another and empower, uplift, and motivate that woman. You know, my favorite saying, of course, is, you guys know because it's on the T-shirt, motivate a queen, she shall build and run a nation. That's so true. When you motivate a woman, and, you know, I love to call each woman queen, because that's like the highest compliment you can grant to another woman. So my vocabulary changed several years ago, the way that I used to relate to women, to my sisters, to my friends. I grew up in the streets of the Bronx, and so, you know, there were certain choice words that you would use to show love to another woman, you know, like, you know, that's my B, or, you know, and I had to really reprogram myself, because I really loved my, you know, my group of sisters that I grew up with. And I didn't think that calling them the B word was really giving them their just due, their just respect. And then I started just looking for more positive words, you know, more encouraging words, sister, cousin, queen, goddess. You know, and I began that. And then, you know, it took a while because my friends still, you might be, and you might number one be. And I'm like, if I'm really your number one, and if you really love me like that, why don't you call me a more positive word? Call me queen. Call me by my name if you can't call me nothing else, but don't call me, no, you know, the B word. That's a female dog, you know. I am not that. You know, and slowly but surely it started trickling on where my friends were like, okay, I got it. And some of them would do it mockingly, like, queen. Okay, queen. You know what? That's fine. Mock it, do it, whatever. But, you know, call me my just due respect, just the way that, you know, I would do it for you. So I've done it. I did it so much in my circle that it just caught on. And so then it was a beautiful thing to see another woman call another woman queen, just because, you know, salute them, you know, just because they were women, you know. So we are a reflection of each other. Whatever we do, you know, it's up to another woman to pour into us positively. But you can also pour into somebody negatively. So you got to be careful. You know, you got to be careful of the choice words that you want to share with another woman, you know, and that means creating a healthy sisterhood. You know, and I'm not saying it judgmental. I still have friends that be like, hey, B, and they don't really mean to be malicious about it. It's just like their upbringing. But once you get to a certain age, that's not no longer cute to come out your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Past your 30s or 35, you shouldn't be calling another woman B. You should be calling her, you know, and I say B not to say the word a female dog. But you should be, you know, you should be having more respect for the fellow woman so she can have respect for you. And it goes, you know, it just goes back and forth. So, I mean, that's just my thing. Everybody, of course, has their own opinion, like I said, but this is my show, so I give mine, and I'm sharing mine. you could choose to agree or disagree. It's great. It's a beautiful thing either way. But that's how I see life, you know. I like to give respect to get respect. You know what I mean? If I've only given you respect, there is no reason really why you should be disrespectful to me or towards me, you know. Yeah, there are people that still do it anyway, and we will continue to keep them in prayer. But for the overall, you know what I'm saying? Today I want to honor women. I want to honor mothers. I want to honor caregivers. I want to honor those adopted parents that have taken their time, their finances, their years to be able to pour into others. other children, you know, other people that decided to have kids and for whatever reason can't tend to them or won't tend to them, you know. That point don't even matter because God uses women as vessels to get certain children to this world. And then they have to be nurtured and cared for others, you know, not necessarily the vessel that brought them. But I'm going to go to my phone lines to see who's hanging out with me again. So 917, good morning, y'all. We're MA2K, please. 917, it's cool. My phone lines are lit up, but for some reason people just want to listen, and that's all good in the hood and wherever you at, no problem. 718, good morning, y'all. We're MA2K, please. 718-582. Okay, all right, no problem. 347, good morning, y'all. We're MA2K, please. 347.
Good morning, Emma. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, Queen Salute.
How are you, darling?
I'm amazing. Let me give you some Jesus. You get Jesus early in the morning.
That's right. I got it.
You got it.
I'm
going to give you a double dose.
That's right.
You received it?
I got it from Gilly, and now I'm getting it from me. I'm double blessed.
Amen. That's how we do. That's how we got to do. We got to team up, man, because the world is against
us.
So we got to, you know, we got to have our dukes up ready to fight every day, all day.
And you know it. How's
so
everything with you?
I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad
Thank
you're
you.
Back.
Thank
I
you.
Really
Thank
missed
you.
The motivation on Monday. I really missed your voice. So I'm very glad that you are back. For Mother's
Thank
Day,
you.
You know, I'm quite sure you saw that I had my event on Saturday, which was amazing. I honored
yes.
some women.
Yes,
I honored some
I
women
saw
that. We are all overcomers. We have all gone through things in life, you know, and but we choose to thrive, you know, strive. And
yes.
I had Melody, I had Elizabeth, women that are
yes, Queen Salute,
you know,
both my
for the community. Yes, they found the strength within the struggle, and that's what it was. I honor my mother. I honored. Some women that have dealing with PTSD and a cancer survivor. I mean, it was a beautiful, beautiful event that I did in conjunction with the Bronx Chambers of Commerce. And it was really uplifting. It was amazing. It really, really, I think it was one of the most uplifting events that I have done, and I have done so many in the past 3 years. But for some reason, the fact that my mother was there made it
wow.
some extra special for me.
Yes, that's
I made sure that
special.
I
like,
yeah.
Was she surprised? Yeah. Like, was she surprised?
Yes,
about
yes, she was. Let
oh
me tell
God.
You. Let me tell you this. I said to her, "Mommy, I have an event. It's in Parkchester because you know she's handicapped, unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
and I had to make sure I get a location where she could." Go in with her electric chair, and the bathroom was big enough in case she needed to use the bathroom. So
right.
she said, okay, I'm going. And I said, Mommy, prepare your speech because you're going to talk. Oh, deja que yo vaya ahí. I'm going to say all the things you did to me. And I said, Mommy, never embarrass your daughter in public. Oh, prepárate. This is my revenge. This is what she told me. So when I did a plug and I did everything, and she was the last one, and I said, Mommy, I want to honor my mother. She said, Mira, yo no voy a hablar.
You don't want to talk?
And she, no, she didn't. And she said, I said, all right, so I talk for you. Told everybody, okay, I'm going to speak for my mother because she don't want to talk. And my mother said, Y me va a quedar calladita to see if she's correct. Everybody was laughing, so, you know.
Oh, my
I
God.
Had to.
That must have been awesome. That must
it,
have been
it
awesome.
It was so funny. She was crying because, you know, it is, it's a very touchy feeling when I talk about, you know, the fact how she lost her leg, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to teach people, you know, sometimes we have to be careful driving because she was a pedestrian, and to lose your leg because of a reckless driver at 4 o'clock in the afternoon going in the sidewalk and have her leg jump right there, you know, it was something that, to bring awareness to that. She was an educator,
right,
and now she was forced to retire because of that. And believe it or not, the system right now, she's really losing everything. It is a totally different show, but it was really nice to have her with me. It was really nice to see her cry. We had a cancer survivor. She was given 4 years of life right now, and she's struggling and she's getting out there. It was a really, really nice show. I can't wait for Father's Day, which is going to be a lot bigger than this. I'm doing it with Gilly. I told Gilly,
awesome.
I'm doing it. I said, let's do this. So it's going to be good. Hopefully you will hear in the summer so you could join us.
I will be out there, but unfortunately I don't think I'll be out there for Father's Day, but I know I'm going to be out there the end of June, beginning July. I'll be out there definitely the last week or the second week of June. I don't know just yet, but I know the last week I'll be out there, the first week of July I'll be out there. So, yeah, definitely look forward to catching up with everybody. Being out here in Florida, I still see what you guys do, and you know that I'm in support always of all positiveness. I love when my friends are able to come together, special entrepreneurs, you know, and really come back and give back to the community, which is not an easy thing when the community doesn't really support you as much, but. To put that to the side and still come out and support the community, you know, it's just what God calls us to do, to come out and
because
love one another regardless.
It's
so
not
I
about the community,
all you guys.
You know.
Yeah.
God support us, and that's the support that we need.
Yeah.
And everything will follow in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. And a lot of people kind of miss that mark. You know, they miss it. Like, they miss it. But I'm glad that you're out there always doing your thing. I salute you like crazy. The fact of you not only giving back, but honoring. You know, like, it's cool. It's great. It's awesome to give back. But people forget that. People need to be motivated and inspired,
yeah.
You know, and honored every so often. And it's not, we don't do things to be honored. We don't, you know, it's not the reason. I don't want people to start getting things confused.
No.
We don't do that for that. But if you see other people doing it and you have the platform, to honor somebody, listen, do it.
That's
you know?
Right.
Honor
That's
somebody.
Right.
If you have a radio show, I honor through my radio show. You honor through your events. Like, you know, whatever platform you got, you honor people. Come on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we need to really uplift and honor each other.
That's right. Acknowledge and say, I see you, I support you, and I'm here. That's what an acknowledgement is about. That's
exactly.
You've been in the game for a long time. When you give, you don't wait for an award or nothing. But it feels good to say that someone else says, you know what, I see you. And
I see you.
I'm proud
of support you.
You.
Yeah, I see you. I support you. You know,
and
what
I'm here.
And I'm here. Like, if you need me, because let me tell you something. We really, really have to stick together to be able to really touch the masses. It's great we touch. It's great we touch one or two people. Listen, that's always a beautiful thing. But if we can touch 10 and 20 and 50, why not? Why can't we get together and create that? Come on. I mean,
and your group, meet my group, and together network and help each other, uplift each other, and show
Absolutely.
That we're not alone. We are not alone. That's why on Father's Day I'm doing it with Gilly. And I'm bringing something I'm doing with Melody. We are going to do it together. And it's like, whenever I want
to
do, come on, let's commune. Like, for Gilly, I believed in you so much. I said, you know what? I had him on my TV show, which is going to air not this Saturday, the following. I said, Gilly, I see it. And you're so uplifted and you're so motivated every day. Come with me.
Listen,
and
Gilly has a story.
Right now,
Gilly has a story. Gilly has a story, you know.
Powerful story.
I mean, me and Gilly grew up together, so we childhood friends. Like, we from the cradle. So I know definitely his hustle. I've seen his ups and downs. I've seen his life, you know, go up through
but let
the
me tell
up
you
moments
something.
And the down
he
moments.
Sold,
and,
yes. And his soul was amended so beautifully that his energy is amazing. And I said, come on.
That's
now he's going to be in Bronx. He's going to be in Bronx. He's going to be in Bronx with me. His show is going to start in June.
Amen.
So I said, I had to, because he is powerful. He had a story. And although I do Tales of a Survivor for the women, he could give the man's perspective. He's going to do something totally different through music.
We need that.
Through
hip-hop. We need that.
Oh,
listen, as women, as sisters, we need that because we need to learn really, like, all truth. We need to really learn how to not only encourage each other as women, but encourage our men. We don't do that enough.
Yes.
We don't really encourage and motivate our men. And then we wonder why they be doing what they're doing. Listen, sisters, listen. I've gotten hurt plenty of times by a man. Does that mean I'm going to turn around and bash all men? No, I can't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
I have to learn still to motivate and empower and see the goodness in everybody, see the goodness in that man, and you know what? Nourish it. Push him to success because us women, we have that power to do that. And that's said in the Bible that we have that power to do that for the man. So we have to learn more about men, and we need other men to be honest with themselves. Like, listen, this is who we are. This is what we do, you know? And so we could be able to get to have some type of understanding because these families are hurting. The men are leaving our families, and women are raising by themselves these children, and we can't keep doing that.
That's right. We got to break the channel. You know, although I cater to DV and homelessness, because of the homelessness and because of DV, and if you really look at it, it's, hold on, it is a cycle. I am glad and happy to say that I took 6 men from the community, from the shelters in the community, and I'm giving them trades starting June for electrical, plumbing, refrigeration, and AC, locksmith. So they are going through these classes. I have sponsors. Every king that I know came forward, and they're going to sponsor one man. I'm not a man, but I am going to be a queen next to a king side, and I'm going to start someone. And once these men gain their confidence and they get a degree, I mean a trade, that they're going to start feeling more confident, feeling better, they're not going to abuse the woman. Because when a man feels secure and feel confident, he's not going to abuse a woman. And therefore, he's going to become a better father. So it's a cycle that we have to break.
And it's going to support his community. It's going to support him. He's going to speak life to other younger
and he's going to pay
men.
A father.
Oh, hold on. You need some Jesus. Hold on.
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
Yes.
There's 6 men. It's starting June 4th. Is the class starts.
Thank you, Lord.
And they're going to have, they're going to be in the trade. And these sponsors, they're going to make sure that they follow through, that they do what they have to do. And they're going to be the morning affirmations. I'm doing a brunch with them so they could meet each other. And yesterday, obviously, the greatest that there was a person that he actually has an electrical and boiler company.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I will not only sponsor one, but I will hire some of them if they do good. So that's amazing.
Yes.
That is
yes.
amazing. So I'm
that's,
really
that's
like, excited.
Oh, man. Yeah, yes.
I'm really excited to see this man get a trade, get the confidence back, get the financial together, and be better fathers and be better husbands.
Yes, and we need that. Oh my God, and better,
yes,
and
too.
Better brothers. Like, come on, even.
Yes.
Oh man,
sis,
you
That's
just
done.
Like made my heart smile with that. Yeah, you made my heart smile with that because. You know, I talk about that all the time. Like, you know, my best friend's a male, you know? So I'm always empowering another man or another king and all that, even though, you know, I'm not going to say favor the women, but I just feel that because I know how strong and influential a woman can be, if you motivate and empower her, she can then turn and then, you know, empower the man. So that's kind of, you know, more where I'm led to. But it's all a cycle. It's all a cycle. And every part has to be enforced. Every part, the woman, the
man,
the children.
In order to break the cycle, you have to touch every part of the cycle.
Yes. Yes.
So
yes,
I am really excited about that. I can't wait to see you in June. Since you're coming, let me know ahead of time when you're coming.
Yes, I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you because I have an event there, and so maybe we could collabo with something that I'm doing, my award show that I started last year. So I'll call you on the, you know, on the off
show.
Time.
Yeah,
I'll call you on the off time.
Yeah, you have my award. Why would you have to mention that? I got an emptiness on my stomach right there. Oh, man, no. Oh, man, since only you understand. No, I don't think I'm going to make that war show, but I will support you. I will support you.
Listen,
from afar.
I will call you off the air. Let me keep on with my phone calls because my phone line is crazy. All
right.
But I love you. I love you.
I love you too.
Have an amazing Have an amazing day. Queen Salou, stay on if you wish. I just want to be able to give fair time. All right.
Sure.
I'm going to my phone lines again. 347-363. Good morning, y'all. We're MA2K. Peace.
Good morning, sister, queen, sister. How are you?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Who's this?
This is Loiva, a.k.a. Leona.
Urban Jungle Radio. I love you too, sis. Plug your radio stuff. You know how we do, man.
Yeah. We're getting there. The Urban Jungle Radio in the house. Let me let everybody know that we are still alive. We've been on the incognito low status, but we're doing things still.
Okay.
I had to take some time. You already know my journey. You already know how my life turned around a year and a half ago. And with that being said, there was a lot of things being thrown at me. You know, there was a lot of darts coming at me. And I had to just get strong again, you know. But I'm in a good place.
Amen.
Spiritually.
Hold on. Let me give you some Jesus. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in a very good place, and I thank God for it, you know. I don't know how else to say this, and I'm probably going to break down in tears. You know me and my emotional self. It's just when you feel his presence in your life and you can really attest situations on people who you love that you've seen go wrong and who wronged you, you know, and come back to you and love you and apologize for everything they've ever done to you. That's God, man. Ain't nobody going to tell me. You know, and I was in tears this weekend, all because I was listening to a worship song, right? And check this one out, Emma. It was crazy because I'm driving, and I pull over, and I turn off the radio, and I say to the person in the car, man, why can't people just get it already? Why can't people really, truly understand? I know all of us believe in God, and I know all of us know that he's coming back, but a lot of people have a hard time in believing in the Jesus stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, people get it, God. You know, the pain that man endured for us is incredible.
Right.
You know, it's just incredible to me.
But now, you know what? Like, in all fairness, right? Like, in all fairness, It took me a minute. It took me after my 40s to understand, to really comprehend.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, everybody is in a different walk, in a different a step. And then when we finally open our eyes, we get excited and we want the world to know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
at the same time, we have to be a little patient because I remember, like, when I remember when my other friends were like, oh, my God. You know, I found Jesus, and I used to be like, if you talk about Jesus one more time.
No, and I'll get
I'm
it. I don't say things to offend nobody, because I know myself well enough where, you know, I was raised in the church, but I rebelled. I rebelled against what my mother said and went around and did my own life, you know. But
I don't
condemn nobody, because I know it's in his time, not our time. It's just that
Absolutely.
It's amazing to me when once you realize that, you know, once
mm-hmm.
you get that
Absolutely.
That inner thought, that it's incredible. And you and like you said, you just want to run around the world telling everybody, wake up. But he's good. He's been good to me all my life, and I tell people that, you know, just because I'm dedicated now to him doesn't mean that he wasn't in my life before. It's just I'm more
right.
Aware
right,
of it,
you've
know?
Awakened. Yeah, you've awakened
exactly.
right now.
Exactly.
I'm gonna put you on hold because my phone lines is like
okay.
they're just like busting out the scene. So I'm trying to give everybody a little opportunity, but hang
Listen.
With me. Don't hang up. Don't
I'm
hang
not
up. Hang
going
with me.
Anywhere.
Hang with me.
I'm off today. I'm here. Love you.
Okay, hang with me. All right. Okay. 914. Good morning, y'all. We're ME2K. Peace. 914.
Good morning. Emma, what's up, mama? It's me. You already
good morning,
know
good
Melody's
morning,
lyrics.
Who's this? That's
Melody's
that's
lyrics.
Queen Salute.
Baby, be
Queen Salute. Queen Salute. Any shout out to any mothers that you want to do for this Mother's Day coming up?
Yes. I want to shout out my baby, my mom, Vanessa Randall, Bronx Lebanon Clinic on Fulton 159th. Shout out to you, Queen, forever my hero, my grandma in heaven, and my breakfast club in front of me right now doing their teamwork.
Good morning.
Yes, that's it. And you.
Good morning.
And you, baby.
That's what's up. Thank you. Good morning. Queen Salute to you, to all those mothers out there, to your breakfast club
out
in New York City. You love from the Sunshine State for everybody. I appreciate
mm-hmm.
you. I saw that you got honored. I have Giselle on the line that's probably listening as well. And she was just talking about the event. So I'm proud of you, man. Keep doing your thing, sis. And like we were talking about, we don't do it just to, you know, to get up any praises or whatever. But the fact that you do it regardless needs to be saluted. So I Queen Salute
Amen.
You publicly.
Thank you,
on this platform that I have, because we need to use each other's platform to be able to encourage and motivate others. So I see what you're doing and know that I stand behind you, and I'm a reflection of you like you are of me. So I'm very proud of you. Right?
Man, thank you, and I love you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes, I love
right?
you too.
It's
stay
like I'm going to call you in a little while. Maybe I love you and everybody. I send love to Florida over there. All my cousins in Florida, happy Mother's Day. Melissa, Jasmine, everybody, I love you.
All right. Stay hanging up. Don't hang up. Hold on. 323. Good morning, y'all. We're MAE2K. Peace.
Good morning, Emma. How you doing? It's Bacardi.
Good morning, Bacardi. What's going on? Shout out.
Just helping my daughter off in Jersey. Definitely. Dalia Quintero, she's my backbone. She's what actually motivate me to do what I gotta do. I see my mom and the way she struggled, and she's been through a lot that it makes me just keep going hard, especially for her, you know?
That's what's up. Without our moms, we really, you know, wouldn't exist. Most of our moms, because I've heard some stories about, you know, not moms that are not there, and it's unfortunate, but we always find, or there's always an adopted mom or somebody that nurtures us just like a mom. So, we shout out our moms. We shout out, you know, we bumped into many women that have poured into us, that have nurtured us, and they don't have to necessarily give birth to us to be, you know, a mother figure. So shout out to all those mother figures, man, that come in our lives, and we have to remain blessed by that. There's some people that are not fortunate to have that, you know. So if you find someone ever in your life that's, if you find someone
especially,
in your life that needs it, you got to do it.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Especially when you. This is my daughter saying hi. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, baby girl.
Tell them your name.
My name is Brianna.
Brianna. Princess Brianna is on deck. Love it.
Much love. Shout out to Florida. I'm out here in the Bronx. Showing love to Lunch More Radio, Motivational Mondays. That's what's up. Keep it going. I like what you're doing for the
thank
ladies.
Thank you.
It's special.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. I'm going to put you on hold because these phones are like, you already know. But stay hanging out with me. I haven't even played a song like about 15 minutes because I've been on the air. So I'm going to play something really quick and then come back on to continue to pick up these calls. Thank you guys for the love. I appreciate you. Listen, if you can get through for whatever reason, because I got people hearing me on the inbox, continue to call or inbox. Continue to call or hit me up. Oh, my God, these phones are still ringing. Hold on. Let me get on this call real quick. This one. Am I missed this one? Okay. Oh. Wait, hold on. Oh, Lord. I got somebody's phone line open. Hold on one second.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. 347.
You hear me?
Good morning. Yes.
It's Gilly.
329. Yes.
Gilly.
What up, Gilly? Salute.
You see it. I see them peeking, but they ain't speaking. Good morning, Ms. Emma.
Good morning. I see
what's
you.
Going on is Mr. Motivation. Is Mr. You see it, Mr. Let's get it, let's get it, let's go. Ring, ring. Start your day. What's going on, girl?
Yes. I need more excitement than that. Come on now. I need more excitement than that.
I'm back in the house, man. If you see my show this morning, I get electric. You want me to get electric? I get electric, though. You know what I mean? You can check out the show. It's Mr. Electric, Mr. Magnify, Mr. Let's get it, let's get it, let's go. Mr. Let's give it to God first, second, and third. He's going to give it back to you, what? 4, 5, 6, CeeLo. Let's get it, let's get it, let's go. It's Mr. Magnify, Mr. Electric, Mr. Emma TV.
Listen, I just want to say, I don't have to say it on air because we have that personal relationship and we talk off air anyway, but I want to acknowledge you definitely on this platform just to say that I'm proud of you.
Hey.
I've seen your ups and downs. I know your life story, but
upside down, you
just
turn me, you give it up.
Ryan,
you give
it up.
Right?
But I just want to continue to say that I'm proud of you. The fact that you never have given up, that no matter how low you felt you've gone, you've just managed to keep God first.
Like that gum on the floor. Yeah, like that gum on the floor.
Yes. You have managed to keep God first, and a lot of people forget about that. Like when they get back up, they're like, okay, God, you know what I'm saying? I'm up. I don't really need you. And you continue to praise him and thank him because you know that without God, you would not be where you're at. So I just salute you for that, for keeping it real.
Thank you.
And not being phony about it. No matter what you're doing, you let it be known. And that's the respect that you get.
Yeah, we all live in testimonies, man. You know what I'm saying? So like you just said, people only want to thank God when it's good, but you got to thank God when it's bad because he gives you all the lift up that you need. And you already know, Emma, if you know Gilly's story, I've been around the world and back 2 times. So, and I've touched many grounds from Africa to Europe to Asia. And you know what? God has sent me all on these missions with no money. And I just touched everybody's land. And I came home with money and with the thought that I've touched people. So, and then you know how it goes. When you got money, everybody's around you. When you ain't got no money, nobody want to be around. But, you know, I noticed that God and Jesus never left my side. And all the prophets of the world and all the saints of the world and everybody that just practices what God wanted the world to know. You know, I'm a chaplain.
Hold on. I got to give some Jesus. Woo! All right. Keep going.
That's right.
Fill you with some Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, you know, I'm just, you know, like I said, man, you know, it's like, you know, I've been in the rap world. I've been, you know, I've been in the streets my whole life and, yeah, I've just been blessed, man. And when everybody turns your back on you, you know, you don't even know what you got until you got it. And I didn't know I had God and Jesus in me. I just thought that was, like, mandatory, which it is because, like I say every morning, like, you know, God, you know, he sent Jesus to the earth to wash away all problems. So he died for all of our sins. So you know what? I tell people sin along. because you already paid for. Sent along, live your life because you already paid for. So just understand what you got to do and help somebody out every day. Even if you touch one person, it matters, you know?
Yes, yes, thank you.
Yeah, I could
thank
get electric, Emma, but you know, I just did my morning show, and if anybody out there, Gilly Delgado on Mr. Morning Show, man. And I just got picked
on
up by Bronx Net.
It's so, Gilly, it's Gilly Delgado on Facebook, and on Instagram,
right.
You're
Gilly TV.
You see it?
You see it. That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And if you
and
don't
Emma's
know,
my
I
sister,
have a
man.
Link.
Emma, you've grown a lot.
If you don't know how to get to him, I'll have a link on my pages. So wherever you're following me through, even if it's on the Lush Radio blog, we're going to post his information. Follow him. He's encouraging. Let me tell you something. We needed one of these brothers to step up and really, really show what it is and not be ashamed or embarrassed or whatever about praising the one that keeps you alive. You know what I mean? So all my brothers that are out there, you know, y'all always like, Emma, but you do this queen stuff. Okay, well, I got a king that you can follow now. So make
that's
sure
right,
you
king and
brother.
Queens. That's right,
follow
because we of the king.
And he supports, he supports the queens as well because him as a man has to pour into us like us as women have to pour into our men. And the only way we're going to learn is by getting healthy, you know, getting healthy, healthy
right.
Understanding on how we're supposed to be living our lives. So follow my brother Gilly Delgado. That's on Facebook.
You see it.
Every other link, I'll send them. You want to talk about 16 Bars of Rap real quick?
16 Bars of Real Rap is a platform. You can look us up, 16barsofrealrap.com. 16 Bars of Real Rap on Facebook, 16 Bars of Real Rap on IG. It's a platform for up-and-coming artists that don't have no money to be heard, that don't have enough, that has enough resources to get their music, to get their music out there and to be heard. So 16 Bars of Real Rap, we provide a platform for up-and-coming rappers. We're from the Bronx. We're born and raised in the Bronx and the five boroughs. And, you know, hip-hop is my sister, and, you know, they done misused her and treated her bad, and I'm bringing her back home now. She belongs to me. You know that. So
okay, now
I'm
shout
doing.
Out.
I'm sorry, I sound a little drained because I just went on this morning.
Don't worry about it. Shout out your mom, shout out your queen, all the mothers in your life.
Shout out to my mom, shout out to all the mothers, shout out to the single mothers, man. Pay attention to your children. Look in their book bag. Watch what they do. Talk to them. Don't get high with them. Don't go to the club with them. They're not your friend. They are your children. So treat them like that. You know what I'm saying? And give them guidance. Set a goal because no one set goals for us. So let's just, you know, keep our families together. Let's stop breaking up our homes. And let's really, you know, stay united as one and divided as none. And, you know, let's just treat each other right and let's stop breaking up our homes. Let's, you know, let's keep it. Let's try. Let's try to change Yeah, you see it. I'm sorry, I sound a little drained.
That?
I just went in for an hour.
Ring,
my show is
ring,
just straight
ring,
an hour
ring,
rush.
Ring.
Shout out to my bike life. Shout out to everybody out there. Yeah, you see it, Emma. But I'm here. You know what, man? Let's do it. Let's just continue to unite our people. And Emma, you're doing a great job because it starts with the women. We come from a woman, and we need to respect our women. And there's a lot of things that we didn't practice. You know what I'm saying? And we lost that too. We lost that light. So you know how I say you got to shine a light on them. But I'm not going to talk to you though, because I know you got a million followers, but you already know Gilly TV supports Emma and supports Lush Radio. And shout out to everybody at Lush Radio. And it's your man from the Bronx, Mr. Fireboro. Keep it thorough, Mr. Let's get it, let's go, Mr. Back, the live action. That is Mr. Electric. So you get your day, you get it, and you go. Emma, I love you, man, and I'll support everything
you
that you're about.
Thank you, bro.
Shout out
to
Lush Radio. Gilly, peace.
That was my bro, Gilly. I'm going to leave y'all with some music. This is some Benja. I need you to check out some Benja. So my playlist has changed, and I'm doing a little bit of Christian rap. So, you know, just get enlightened. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. Don't forget to go out there and motivate somebody. Hear some Jesus.
Okay, we made it, cause we ain't played. The whole club go the sky like, yeah. We talk na na na. You talk about we live it, how we live it, man. She's from around this grave. Huh. 116, now that I mean we ain't playing. I was taking all blessings, but hey, thank God for the message. I take it to the hood and I take it to the head too. Got time, we can top it all day. Going hard to see, chain like I'm digging in the sea. Break bread when we eat. I ain't got a stunt, whole vibe on fleek. I put it on my mama, ain't going back to nothing. Got love for my hood, we gon' keep it 100. Face time, gon' run it. Front line ain't in the hood, we the runner. Said no commas, no blessing, no drama. 100 for Christ, I put that on my mama. Yeah, we talk nah, nah, nah. You talk about we live it, how we live it, man. She's from around this street. Huh. 116, now that I mean we ain't playing. I put that on my mama. Yeah. I told you we ain't playing. I put that on my mama. Yeah. I told you we ain't playing. I was tucked in foes, rolling in the Chevy. Ride up down the mountains, and one heavy. See me on my grind, I was growing. Craig told me to keep singing, so I'm flowing. Then I wrote an album called Delta. It blew up, but never hit the billboard. I was straight singing for my soul. Now I'm jaded, gotta stand up, take control. Yeah, we talk na na na. You talk about we live.